Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The House Judiciary Committee hears from former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks in a private interview today. California Democrat Ted Lieu says she wasn't answering any questions about her time in the White House.
I think she's fine. I think she is basically relying on the Department of Justice to assert objections every single time it's related to anything during her tenure in the White House. And again, there's no such thing as absolute immunity. The White House is just making stuff up.
Georgia Republican Doug Collins, ranking member of the committee, says Hicks said nothing new.
She's been to the Hill twice before. She's reported in the Mueller report. This was simply something that is, again, a redo, which seems to be the summer of reruns in my committee because we're simply talking about things that are already out there in the public or are getting the same answers over and over again.
Hicks is also questioned by investigators with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office about episodes involving the president. A federal judge in Maryland says he's inclined to re-examine whether the proposed 2020 census citizenship question might violate minority rights following the discovery of papers held by a now-deceased Republican political mapmaker. District Judge George Hensel's chance of altering his ruling, already in favor of groups challenging the question, depends on a federal appeals court returning the case to him. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on that case soon. A 22-year-old man is in custody in connection with three apparently random shooting deaths in a New Orleans suburb. Ballistics evidence links him to a fourth killing inside the city. Sean Barrett of Metairie faces charges including second-degree murder in connection with a shooting death late Monday at a Metairie intersection and two counts of first-degree murder and two fatal shootings yesterday afternoon near another Metairie intersection. He is also a suspect in a June 6 shooting death in New Orleans. This is AP Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejects the idea of censuring President Trump.
Pelosi says some House Democrats have suggested simply censuring the president, a far less serious move than voting to impeach or essentially indict him.
That's a day at the beach for the president, or at this golf club, or wherever he goes, to get that complexion.
At an event sponsored by the Christian Science Monitor, Pelosi called censure a way out of efforts to see if the president committed impeachable offenses.
If you're going to go, you got to go. In other words, if the goods are there, you must impeach.
Unlike impeachment, censure would not automatically trigger a Senate trial on whether to remove the president from office. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Riviera Beach, Florida City Council is paying a $600,000 ransom to hackers who took over the city's computer system, the latest in thousands of attacks worldwide aimed at extorting money from governments and businesses. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.